Hello all. In the complex world of the tariff war between the Trump and the Chinese economy, let's analyze that how this tariff rate impacts the hotel and the hospitality industry. So yet another interesting chapter for our subject called as GST impact on the hotel industry. Now yes, the complication and the complicated web of tax laws makes the running hotel job as difficult task. GST had become mandatory for the hotel industry. It had come up with a complicated tax ramification with the introduction of the new tax regime. A thorough summary of all taxes would be presented over here, including the indirect tax like GST and the direct tax like income tax. The procedure for the tax registration, computing technique, and the compliance need also would be highlighted via this particular topic. We are also going to discuss the tax planning technique. So let's go and navigate the chapter slides. The way I've said that this presentation is going to analyze the pre-GST tax structure and the challenges. As we all know that we have come up with a new tax regime, the GST has been included with the introduction of the new tax regime. So what was the challenges before the introduction of the GST that we are going to highlight over here? And we are going to also see that how the GST has been benefited and reduced the overall cost of the room, including the tax. It is also going to discuss the pros and cons of a GST for the hoteliers and the regular business travelers too. Pre-GST tax structure was a bit complicated. It was having a complicated web of taxes because we have to deal with the variety of taxes. The way I've said that we were having number of taxes and the tax planning was being somewhat difficult. We have to take care of the state tax like as a VAT, entertainment tax and a luxury tax. At the same time, central government as well has imposed some kind of a tax called as a service tax, excise duty, custom duties and all that. So as to avail the ITC, that is input tax credit, we have to every now and then file the return and come up with the cascading effect of the same. Thus, it had become a monotonous and somewhat complicated task so as to file the return every now and then. The FIIs and FDIs as well was finding difficult so as to flow the money into Indian territory for the purpose of the investment, considering the complicated tax structure. Therefore, we have come up with the one tax solution, and therefore, pre-GST tax structure would be seen in this particular slide as one of the complicated web of taxes. Why it is complicated? Because the way I've started, it do have a multiple taxes. Before GST, we were having number of state taxes and number of central taxes, and it was very difficult so as to bifurcate that what do you mean by state taxes and what is going to be a territory of that particular state and why it has been charged in that particular state only. The central do have some another set or the portfolio of the taxes altogetherly. Thus, it was improvising the overall price of the hotel industries and the room booking charges. Then, the cascading effect. The pre-GST system was suffering from the tax cascading. It's definitely going to increase the accommodation of cost. I have given one example over here. For example, the service tax was being levied. The VAT is being inclusive of the room rate. So, by default, we are collecting tax twicely on a particular asset or on a particular service. So, by default, we would be collecting the service tax and by default, we would be charging the VAT as well on it. So, by default, the price of the service has been improvised by making a provision for all this taxing cascading effect. Now we have come up with the GST. The post-GST structure has given us the unified tax system, which means there is no need of defining the territory of the state taxes and the central taxes as such. We do have a simplification called as the SGST and the CGST. So GST is somewhat simplified the tax by avoiding all the complicated web of the tax that was being introduced pre-tax structure or in the old taxation regime. So the comprehensive tax has been single-handedly introduced over here with the help of the new tax regime. It's going to eliminate the cascading effect. Double taxation would be avoided over here. It's going to lead for the lower prices and a more competitive market and introduction of the target customers with the availability and affordability so as to navigate the hotel and the hospitality industry in the long run. We can also avail the ITC, that is input tax credit. So business can claim this credit for the GST paid on the inputs. As you know that ITC would be provided the way so as we can file for the reduction in the taxes if we have already paid the taxes when the goods were in the raw material phase. So the cascading effect of the improvement of the prices can be removed with the help of ITC provision. So these all are a few highlights via which we're going to analyze the chapter more into a detailed way. This is what is the comparison of the GST chart. So in what way we were having the pre-GST charges and what way we do have a post-GST charges that I have showed over here. Again, I have taken two examples. One is about the basic room. One is about the luxury room. So you will see the room tariff was being seen in the case of both the products. The complimentary breakfast is been available in the case of luxury room, whereas it is not available in the case of normal room. The luxury tax, it is 15% within the Delhi area, and therefore you will see that it is being charged only on the luxury room, whereas it is on the room, basic room, it is again 15%, so it is going to come up as 600. The service tax is again 9%, so it is going to come at 360 in the case of basic room, and in the case of luxury room, it's going to come at 945. So before introduction of the GST, by default, we have to come up with the luxury tax and we have to come up with the service tax. So both were being included and both by default were being inclusive or somewhat increasing the price of the taxation overall. So we'll see the taxation price supposed to be paid on the basic room pre-GST phase was nearly 960. Whereas with the introduction of the GST, we just have to pay 12%. So earlier 15 plus 9% we were supposed to pay. So it has come nearly to 24% of the taxation. Whereas with the introduction of the GST, we just have to pay half of the taxes, that is just 12% of the same. And therefore, post the introduction of the GST, the price of the room is being within a budget and the affordability of the normal middle class society as well. Same with the luxury room. Over here you will see that 1890 was just a taxation that we have to pay, considering 18% of the GST. Thus, you can see the bifurcation. On the normal room, the GST would be 12%, and on the luxury room, the GST would be 18%. That's it. That's the only change we do have. And therefore, you will see that the taxation amount over here will come as 1890 only, whereas in the case of the pre-GST, it might have come up as 2000 plus 1574 plus 945. So nearly 4020 was the amount of the taxation that we have charged on a room that has been a luxury room. So it was a complicated web structure, and that comparison I've tried to show with the help of this particular slide. I hope that it must be clear that how the GST is supporting so as to reduce the prices and bring it in the affordability of the every citizen of this country. We have come up with a simple taxation system under the GST structure. Thus, what GST is saying that if the charge per person per room is less than 1000, it is going to be 12%. If it is ranges between 1000 to 2500, it is 12%. It is from 2500 to 7500, again it's going to remain 12%. And if it is 7501 and above, by default we will be considering that service as the luxury service, and we will be improvising and imposing the tax at 18% over here. Thus, this is what is the simplistic tax regime we would be following instead of the complicated old tax regime. Isn't it simplified enough? Yes. Now, a breakup of hotel prices pre and a post GST implementation as well, I've tried to give in this particular slide. Over here, I've given three examples. One is about the luxury room, another one is about the economical room, and third one is about the deluxe room. Now, these all examples would be necessarily helpful for me so as to do the tax planning and analyze that how much profit I may generate by considering or keeping aside the provision for the taxation in the long run. Thus, hospitality industry is definitely going to predict so as to go by $492 billion by 2028. Why? Because these all examples tries to give us the way so as to eliminate the cascading effect and help us with the ITC, that is input tax credit provision, that is available under the GST. You can see in this example that the charges, the total bill before the GST was 3213 in the case of luxury room, whereas post the GST, we could save the taxes by nearly 200 rupees. In the case of economic room, again, the pre-GST, it was 3191, whereas by 100 rupees, again, we have saved with the help of the GST new tax regime. Same with the case of a deluxe room. Earlier, we were having 12383 as the total bill, whereas now we have saved and the amount of the deluxe room would become to us 12390. Thus, the implementation of a GST has aided the sector by lowering the customer expenses, harmonizing the taxation, lowering the company transaction costs, and of course, it has also presented with some new obstacles. As every new system come up with its all new challenges, we're going to see what are the challenges we have faced after the introduction of the GST as well. There are a few e-commerce operators as well in the hotel industry, like Oyo, Zomato, where which we can also book the room and order the food and the services which we would be needed in the long run. Post-COVID, the e-commerce operators has came in limelight and they have come up with the maximum service in the retail market. The hotel industry would be coming up with this kind of a tariff as I've operated or as I've suggested over here. So the e-commerce as well could able to save their overall expenses with the introduction of the GST. Thus, I have given somewhat a GST on the basis of the e-commerce operators. So room tariff charges, discount, if it is been booked via the particular e-commerce platform, the GST definitely would be provided on it. So total payable amount, if there would be any service fee, the e-commerce sector definitely going to charge a service fees. So that has been included. GST would be 18% on what are the service fees they are collecting. So total bill will come to 3304 and net payable by the hotel to the e-commerce operators will come to 4536. So hotel industry as well need to pay off to this e-commerce platform. Thus, the e-commerce platform's price or the expenses also has been to a certain extent reduced with the help of introduction of the GST under the new tax regime. The restaurant industry as well. So here you will see the cascading effect that how we would be having the restaurant industry's implications of the GST. So if the restaurant industry would be giving us the overall F&B kind of a services, so you will see that GST would be 5% on the food and beverages that have been served. Total tax payable by the customer is also been included. Service fees that the e-commerce operator would be collecting, that is being given over here. And on that service bill, the GST also would be payable. So total bill come to 1180, and the net payable restaurant by the e-commerce operator is 82.70. So we would be including the 6 and the 7 item. 6 is the e-commerce operator's fees, and 1.80 is nothing but the amount of the service tax. So total bill to the e-commerce industry would be charging to us as of 11.80. But what we are doing over here, total paid by the customer 94.50, and we would be deducting 11.80 from that. An overall net payable to a restaurant by e-commerce industry would be 82.70. So that's the way we would be collecting the taxation for the restaurant industry. Sometime we would be providing the banquet hall and the catering service only. The room service and the other food and beverage service wouldn't be taken over here. We would be outsourcing the catering altogether. So in that case, in what way there would be a charges or the tax levied that is being showed over here? So CGST would be 2.5%, SGST would be 2.5%, and if it is going to be international way, it is going to be 5% overall. So it is basically highlighting if we would be taking the help of the outdoor caterers within our premises so as to provide a specified food at a on a specified date. Next is the compliant composite supply of the outdoor catering together with the renting of the premises. So premises as well as the catering service, if we would be taking both, then description of the service and how it has been charged is been covered over here. The input tax credit is not at all available in this particular way because we are not the one who would be paying the charges. The catering service person would be taking care of the charges that he had paid so as to bring the raw material. Hence, the ITC wouldn't come in picture into this kind of a service. So the pros of a GST, the way I have said that GST has made our complicated life simple with reduction of all the tax webs and the tariffs complexity. But every good system will come up with its pros as well as the cons. The pros of the GST would be it's going to give us the administrative ease. We do have only two rates so as to dealt with it in the long run. If the room categorized into a luxury or a deluxe way, we do have 18% taxes. For the normal room, we do have a 12% taxes. If we are serving the F&B services within the restaurant, then we do have a GST of 5% only. So this is what is the way the simplification and the administrative ease would be offered with the introduction of a GST. So it's going to give us the streamlined taxation procedures. Definitely, it's going to reduce the number of taxes and the compliance requirement. So earlier, there was one more problem that if the booking was been done in some another city and the hotel may be having its head office in some different city and we have booked the hotel that is being available into altogether a different city. So on what amount do we have to pay the tax? That was the question mark. So instead of the declared tariff, it has been taken into consideration that the tax would be levied on the transaction value. So declared tariff would differ from state to state, city to city, whereas transaction value would be only get considered under the regime of the GST. So that offered the administrative ease. It's going to give us the clarity of the consumer as well that even if I might be booking altogetherly in a different state, I do not have to worry about the state taxes that has been levied by that particular state. Why? Because under the GST, the tariff would be charged on the transaction value rather than the declared tariff. So it's going to give me the clarity, and accordingly, the customer is going to plan that in what way I have to meet the taxes if I would be planning the tour or see a tribal in the coming days. So now consumers are going to see the single tax regime on their hotel bill, and it's going to improve the transparency, and the frequent traveling will be possible with the help of this clarity. Improved service quality. The way I've said, the revenue would be improvised with the lower costs. As the revenue would be improvised, by default, we can concentrate on the improved service and the overall quality kind of serving to the consumers. So it's going to give us the simplified billing under the GST. Definitely our Usali and the other apps should be updated with the GST tax regime. It's going to give us the faster check, the counter check, audit, the cascading effects, and the ITC billing would be by default inbuilt in the processes. It's going to give us the enhanced customer experience, enforcement, and the engagement. So loyalty bringing all the brand equality or the brand building can be generated with the help of the improved service quality. The way it had come up with the fantastic pros, it is highlighting few of the cons of the GST. By default, increased technological burden. The way I have said that we have to ensure that our softwares, especially Usali, should be covering and analyzing that the requisite of the GST into their overall softwares. So the GST requires new technology and system for the compliance. So our IT system should be properly and mandatory followed. All the AI driven tools should be incorporated while doing the billing or providing any kind of a service, maybe at the food and beverage counter, maybe at a catering counter, maybe at a banquet hall, maybe any other premises we would be leasing for the purpose of the hotel and hospitality industry. Investment in softwares and training is must so as to stay in the profit margin. The learning curve creates the initial efficiency. So not only we have to do the investment into a software, we have to provide a proper training so as to analyze and handle the queries that may come up while applying the GST in the long run scenario. Definitely in the initial stage, while migrating to the GST oriented system, we have to put some kind of potential investment. It's going to uplift the cost little bit, but in a long run, definitely we'll be able to recover. So it's going to give us indirectly increased prices for the consumers. Hotel may pass on the technology upgradation bill on the consumers, the training and the potential costs through the higher rates. As and when we are indulging or establishing any kind of a new software, by default, we are going to collect the expenses of this all integration from the consumer. So we may leverage our price a little bit so as to recover the cost of this improvement. So increased compliance might divert the reverse resources from the service improvement. So this is what is the way we do have some of the cause of the GST. In India, the GST is being taken as the grappled hospitality sector. It is facing a variety of challenges due to the high tax compared to some international competitors. We do have an incidence as well of the tax. The incidence and the levy of the tax may be defined with this particular scheme that has been available into the GST regime. So this can make India as a less attractive for the international tourists seeking the budget-friendly options and may hinder the sector's potential growth and the competitiveness on the global stage. Over here, we do charge nearly 12% of the tax. In the case of a luxury and a deluxe room, the charges would be 18%. And the way I mentioned in the previous slide, that if the hotel industry migrating for the advanced GST collection system, they have to come up with the softwares. And again, if we would be investing into our softwares, by default, the investment amount we would be collecting from the regular guest by improvising the price. And therefore, it will not become an attractive option. So we have to come up so as to mitigate this ways the tax incentivity somewhat increasing the prices, and the overall hospitality industry competitiveness, we have to improvise by focusing on the niche tourism sectors, less sensitive to pricing. So we have to target our HNI clients. So as only the HNI client sectors billing, we have to improvise, and we have to levy the ITC or say or investment on the softwares on the HNI clients. So niche tourism segments need to be identified, and to them only we have to make the burden of the taxation. So incidence on one person and the burden on another, that rule will not be applicable over here. Whereas in the case of Japan, again one of the leading economy, you will see the comparison that they charge only 8% on the hospitality sector. So the taxes plays a significant role so as to attract the tourist. 8% is by default somewhat nominal as compared to 18% that has been charged in Indian territory. This competitive advantage definitely allow the Japanese hotel to offer more attractive prices compared to a destination with the higher taxes. So it is going to give a strong emphasis on the tourism infrastructure, service quality, and amplifies this advantage, making a Japan leading destination in Asia. This strategic approach helps to bolster the country's position in the global tourism market. Now, why I've taken Japan over here? Because it is the most attractive and a leading destination in the eyes of the global tourist and the travelers. Why they have been attractive? This is the important point. They charge just 8% on the hospitality sector, whereas how much we are charging? Question mark. Next is the Singapore. Again, one of the attractive destination at the international market, somewhat nearby country. They charge just 7%. It is being relatively a lower tax rate for the hospitality sector. Definitely, it's going to enhance the tourism appeal in the international market. Coupled with the excellent infrastructure they do have, world-class amenities and a strategic location, and the variety of sightseeing that has been offered under the low tax environment, makes Singapore as mostly highly competitive destination. The government definitely going to come up with the active promotion so as to uplift the tourism market, along with the robust investment into our infrastructures. Definitely, they have come up with the international zoos, the waterfalls, the snow-oriented hilly areas, as well as the advanced technologies they'll be coming up so as to attract more and more tech-savvy customers. Further, it's going to solidify its position as a top choice for the international travels. So this is the way I'll try to analyze that where we lacks if we go to compare ourselves into our international market. So what is the key takeaways for this chapter? Definitely, it's going to give me a simplified tax structure. Under the GST, I now have a simplified tax structure. It's been cleared that 12% for the normal service and luxury as well as deluxe service, we might have the 18% as the straight line charges. Once it has been cleared, we as well try to compare it with the leading and the attractive destination in the Asian territory, that is Singapore as Japan. Now we have to think that in what way we can reduce the taxation overall. The lower cost for the consumers earlier. Before the introduction of the GST, the taxes were nearly 24%. So customers were thinking twice before opting and booking a room into that specific hotel. Now this room has become affordable with the introduction of a GST, which is going to levy the tax at half the rate, that is just 12% in the case of the normal and economic room. It's going to streamline the overall tax structure, removing the cascading effect of the multiple taxes, and overall cost of the hotel services could be increased. The incident and the direct burden of the tax would be well defined. Who is going to borne the incident of the tax and who is going to bear that tax? That has been well defined, and ultimately, customers and consumers cannot be victimized over here with the help of a GST. That provision has been taken care of. Thus, it's going to contribute overall so as to reduce the cost for the consumers. It's going to come up with the compliance requirement. It's going to give us the transparency. And so as to bring the transparency, what we need is every now and then adhering to the compliances. So GST has introduced more stringent compliance requirement for the hotel and hospitality industry. It's going to give us the way so as to do the bifurcation of all the responsibility statement or the responsibility centers differently. We do have a food and beverage collection differently. We do have a banquet hall collection differently. If we would be availing the catering service altogetherly, a different books of accounts need to be maintained. So a different responsibility center has been a compliance requirement. And on the basis of that, we can analyze that which are the sources available and how much revenue generated from these all sources as the responsibility center. So it's going to give me a transparent picture that how much I have to adapt with the new technology so as to maintain a detailed records and file a GST return every now and then. This is going to give me an overall increased cost for a software in the initial stage. I may have to somewhat train my employees so as to keep themselves updated and how to record these all transactions that may be having a different responsibility centers as their head. The administrative staff as well might be included in the initial stage. And it may affect the smaller hotel that may having a limited resources. Potential for the higher tariff. Definitely in some cases, as we have to update ourselves with the GST, we have to train our staff, we have to come up with the administrative staff so as to keep an eye in what way the high tariffs is been included. It may going to cause us considering the present tariff as the higher tariff. It may lead to an increase in the tax paid on the hotel services. This can occur when the effect of a GST rate on certain services is might be higher than the sum of the previously applicable indirect taxes. So we have to do a proper comparison and if possible on an installment basis, or we can just somewhat bifurcate the incidence of this taxes to a specific class of the customers. Those do have the affordability, from them only we can come up and to them only we can levy the higher tariff. That kind of a strategy we can devise over here. So hotel may also pass the increased compliance cost to the consumers, resulting into a slightly higher room rates. But we do have a solution. We can concentrate a niche market who do have the affordability. Those who are going ahead only with the luxury and the deluxe room, to them only we can have this higher room tariff. Now, if we have to streamline the overall GST, what are the things we have to go ahead with? Definitely, we have to adapt the new technology. Our ERP, our USALI softwares should be inclusive of the GST provision that we have to see every now and then. Our point of sales machines, the accounting cycle as well, need to be automated with the help of the tax calculation that we would be doing every now and then. So software updation would be every now and then required. Accordingly, training of the staff and including the administrative staff so as to keep an eye in what way the tax collection and the GSTN has been filed that we have to see. The comprehensive tax ramification should be considered over here. We have to streamline the operations. The way I've said, we have to do a proper bifurcation. The food and beverage, the catering industry, the banquet hall or the premises if we are providing on the rent. Then in what way these all premises are giving me a business that I have to see and that I have to segregate into a streamlined operation. This is going to minimize my manual data entry. By default, the transaction will get segregated into that particular responsibility center. It's going to give me a robust inventory management technique. At any point of a time, I may understand whether my banquet hall has been booked and what are the services or the ancillary things I need to make an arrangement into that particular statement. So automated and the reconciliation would be possible with the help of the streamlined operation. I may analyze the pricing effect overall. I can track the price. I can track my revenues, occupancy, average daily report, the revenue per room, I can analyze the discrepancies between the projected and the actual cost. So what are the things I've budgeted? Am I working, or is there any kind of a deviation? If there is any kind of a deviation, can I come up with the results that why there is a deviation? That all things can be possible over here with the help of this. I can also advocate and work for the lower rate. One of the strategy over here that I know that taxes would be higher. Why the taxes would be higher? Because we have to come up with the updated softwares. We have to train the staff. We have to come up with the administrative staff so as to keep the eye on the improvised tax. The solution is we can charge the cost for the softwares, training and all to the niche market customers. Those who do have affordability, those who preferred only a deluxe and the luxury rooms, to them only we can burdenize and pass on the incremental charges. Thus, we can engage the government and the industry groups so as to advocate the lower hospitality sector tax rates and participate in the lobbying effect overall. So this is the way the taxation and the tariff is going to play an important role in the hospitality and a tourist industry. Thank you all. Let's concentrate on the next chapter, the chapter 12.